When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. I'm so excited in the WGHN studio. Steve Loftus with Snug Harbor. How are you, my friend?
So far, so good. It's early. Always a little drama on the horizon in the restaurant business, but we're doing well at the moment.
I love to
talk
to
people.
I might
add that I love your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
You don't get a chance to see your face very often.
No, but, you don't. I know. I hide.
This is really good.
I hide
really
behind this microphone. I love talking to people in the restaurant business.
Oh, you do?
Well, I do because so much has changed. Things, people's eating habits, everything. When did you acquire Snug Harbor?
This would have been July of 1989.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, I was working for the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
As, in sales and marketing.
Okay.
And a friend of mine said, you know, let's take a look at this. We were living here already.
Sure.
We had purchased the Cardoma Lodge in 1984, Michigan's first bed make your own damn breakfast.
Oh.
And anyway, that brought us here. We come here as children, you know.
Sure.
A large family.
Sure.
And so that's how we ended up looking at Snug Harbor. And I'd been, you know, in the restaurant business, so on and so forth, working for, you know, fast food places and such.
Yeah.
And down in Florida, I went to school down there. I worked at some restaurants and such. And so I had a little taste of it.
I'm looking at your menu right now, and I could really go for an off-the-clock cocktail.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, why not? You know, we can do that. You know, get a tumbler.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we've had a nice run down there. My original general manager has been with me, still with me for 37 years.
Oh, wow, 36,
going on 37 years. And her daughter, Amy, is now our general manager, and she's been with us for over 20 years.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
And, that says a lot about your business.
Well, you know, what it also says something about is a community. People
yeah.
love living here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always look for the younger brain trust to,
mm-hmm.
to move our agendas forward.
That's right.
Create their own platforms, go away for a while and come back and
yeah.
enjoy the living standard we have here in Grand
yeah.
Haven. And so it's not just about, you know, what we do, you know, our benevolence, so to speak, that we show our staff.
Uh-huh.
They're very engaged. They're all young entrepreneurs. We have a lot of high schools and colleges that are key to us.
Uh-huh.
And they do a great job.
I love
it. And that's one of the reasons for our being in it so long. It's a younger person's game. I'm aging out here.
I get it.
You know,
I get it. Yep.
And it's reassuring to have that younger brain trust in town. We see the young entrepreneurs. I call them young bohemians. Some
I
of
love
them,
this.
You know,
yeah.
They go to work and they're going after their vision and goal.
I yeah. love that you're saying this because it a lot of times you hear, oh, this younger generation, they just don't. And this is, I love that you're embracing them and saying, hey, I want to hear what you have to say. Well, how do you feel about this or that? I bet you they've influenced your menu too.
Oh, I believe so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to play to your audience.
You do.
And we have a couple different audiences. Of course, our local audience is vital to us.
Okay. And who is the local audience?
Well, I would say, you know, we've seen the area Metroplex, you
mm-hmm.
know, from Muskegon to Grand Haven to Holland to Saugatuck, the Gold Coast, so to speak, as they call it.
Yeah.
And then Grand Rapids, Zeeland, Hudsonville, Jenison, you know, in a larger capacity. And Spring Lake, vital to us as well,
mm-hmm.
Ferrisburg, all these different areas. And so they really come for the water. We're an amenity. Let's,
yeah.
let's you know, really get it out there. We're an amenity to people coming and enjoying this wonderful large body of water.
Yeah.
And we're very seasonal. We've grown the shoulders over mm-hmm. the years through the help of the Downtown Development Authority, the Visitors Bureau, the Chamber. We've broadened the shoulders with our brand and,
mm-hmm.
and marketing. And, you know, I always tell people, come on out in January, watch the water freeze on into the pier. Well, that's not very exciting, right?
Right, right, right.
So we've really used to be from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah.
And after that, you could roll a bowling ball downtown. You
yeah.
know, down
oh,
to the main
isn't that
district.
A fact?
And so we've really grown the shoulders, weather dependent. We were pretty strong right in through October. The seasonal business in December is good. And then it's a little bit stark, really.
Yeah.
January, February, March, it's mm-hmm. tough. We go from about 80 employees down to about 25 in the off season.
Wow.
Again, many students go back to school.
Sure.
We collaborate with the parents for the high school
students. That's nice. Yeah.
But they're very responsible, and they come in with not a lot of notions about what it should be like.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach and train them. We create platforms that you will be to work on time. Your name tag goes on the left, not the right. Your shoes will be clean.
Yes.
And they take ownership of that.
I love that.
Well, we have a lot of students, high school students come in, and they're straight A students, but mm-hmm. they're D performers. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the summer, they're B pluses.
I get it.
Because they take the ownership.
Yep.
They take the opportunity to control their world. They learn how to work independent and interdependently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to offer them beyond money, because money isn't the sole driver. It's
right.
a lifestyle, and the young people want lifestyle. So we have flexible hours and what have you, soft perks, as we call them.
That's nice.
So it's been a good run. We're very fortunate to have this big body of water, very fortunate to have a community that supports us. It's not always fun. COVID changed a lot of things.
I know it did. I know.
We had the restaurants downtown. I'm also in the hotel business, mm-hmm. and that changed relationships and opportunities. And we have come through it, I think, quite well as mm-hmm. a community. And we're going to continue to move forward
know,
as best we can, reinvent ourselves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of goods have gone up.
Oh, I know.
We're at sometimes.
You're seeing that now, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to, offer a value proposition to your guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't call them customers. You don't invite customers to your home. You invite guests to your home.
Yes,
so
you
we
do.
We call them guests. And we have to offer a value-added proposition to say, whatever you paid, the experience was what we like to mm-hmm. couch it as, an experience, was well worth it. And that's always a challenge, because we have, and we have great competitors too. Mm-hmm. We have friendly competitors.
Right.
And they all strengthen the fabric of the hospitality industry in this community. And that's what we strive for. The people want to, as a brand, come here beyond the water in off season and experience, Grand Haven mm-hmm. and the Tri-Cities, because a lot of them still feel like we close in the off season. I was at one time past chairman for the DDA, and it was very difficult for retailers too to stay collaborative in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep their hours up, and we had competitors in other markets that had maybe more resources to do that. So we're really working to really try to stay busier in the off season, our locals and such, enjoying the downtown, center town, Washington Square.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the immediate downtown. I always say the first block is gold, second block is silver, third block is bronze. Just as it goes as a shopping district.
Sure.
Because we're a very linear downtown.
Yeah.
We don't have that European feel like, say, Saugatuck, where you mm-hmm. want to see all the side streets.
Yeah.
So we work very hard to maintain a good visitor basis mm-hmm. and stay healthy with it. It's just that it can become very challenging to draw on the off season.
I bet.
Yeah. And to keep everyone healthy and engaged is a retail
mm-hmm.
Mecca, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of great activities. The DDA, I know, is working
hard.
Oh, for
sure.
And
yeah.
All the Visitors Bureau. And,
yep.
They all do a great job, Chamber mm-hmm. and such. So in a nutshell, we've been here lived in Grand Haven for over 40 years
mm-hmm.
and have been actively engaged in businesses for over 40 years. We had a little chicken place down in the waterfront
mm-hmm.
and many years ago.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of fun. It's a great quality of life, and we're going to keep doing it.
I can't believe Steve Loftus from Snug Harbor. This is the first time I'm sitting across from you.
Yeah.
It's shocking. You know what's interesting to me? How eating habits have changed. Okay. Not granted, I get up really early in the morning, but oftentimes I have friends that are retired and they'll be like, hey, you want to go get dinner at about 4? No.
Yeah.
4? I'm not that old, am I? Have eating habits changed, though, you think?
Well, at my age, that Barco Lounger looks pretty good at about 5 o'clock, I have a friend of mine that's down in Marco in Florida,
uh-huh.
and they call it Marco Midnight, where everything just is gone and shut down. I think, we've had our challenges. I've been in the restaurant business a long time, past chairman for the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association, and so
mm-hmm.
we had a front row seat to these changes.
Sure.
So with grocery stores and packaged food becoming healthier mm-hmm. and more of an opportunity for people to say, let's just dine at home, we've mm-hmm. had to work even harder to present our industry as a place where you can come and enjoy and let us do the work.
Right.
And that is a challenge. And dining habits have changed. Portion size is an example.
Yes.
We used to think, throw gobs of French fries and onion rings mm-hmm. and huge sandwiches. And
mm-hmm.
we still like, because people, guests, eat with their eyes, right?
I know.
You know, you still want to present something that really looks appealing
mm-hmm.
And appetizing. And yet you just don't want to overdo it because people really just, you know, they don't want to take boxes home.
Mm-hmm. You find that they don't want to bring stuff home with them?
Well, they do it. Sometimes things just don't hold up.
Well, it depends, too. If they're going to go to the beach afterwards, they don't want right. that in their car. I get it. Yeah.
If our guest has an opportunity. The other thing that has been burgeoning in the industry is takeout.
Okay.
And we have many fast casual restaurants in the area here.
Sure.
They do a great job.
Yeah.
Of takeout because people want to take it home and it holds up well.
Yeah.
And that's changed some. Same thing with drinking habits.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing people, you know, in general, when they come to us as guests, you know, it's maybe a glass of wine or maybe it's a highball and a cocktail and that's it. Or it's just, you know, we make a lot of non-alcoholic beverages.
Do you? Are people still drinking Cosmopolitans?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Okay. I'd never admit to drinking one, but I think I've had a couple of my
life.
Cosmos.
You could probably make a non-alcoholic Cosmopolitan, right?
Right. We make a number of non-alcoholic beverages. You know, we always say play to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the seasons changing, you know, guests want to, they're boating, biking, walking, going to the beach. And so, you know, going through a 25-page wine list, maybe not so much in the summertime because they want to get moving.
I get it.
And so we try to create an environment where we read the guest. Are they in a hurry? Do they want to just be mellow? Do they want to chit chat? Do they just want to eat their meal? They're with their family. They haven't seen them in a while. And sometimes, you know, servers can engage too much. So we try to teach and train to play to your audience. What is it that they're looking for? Mm-hmm. Same thing with our chef. You don't want to sell rattlesnake eyebrows on toast points to a summer toast, I don't even know what that is, but
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, but it's
toast
just one of those
points.
Yeah,
New York City was the last time I heard that.
Yeah, so yeah, but right. You know, you're much younger than I am. So
I don't think so.
You see these changes quite a bit.
It is so nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
And thank you for coming in. I've learned a lot about the restaurant industry, and I've learned a lot about all the businesses and how you guys all work together and how Grand Haven Main Street sort of facilitates, you know, we can help you here, we can help you there. And, it's just amazing. It's an amazing thing.
Right. And I would be remiss in mentioning
yes.
City Council and our city administrators
uh-huh.
because, you know, when there's a high level of trust.
Mm-hmm.
In both the trust bank account, and then you build off the principal of things, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you never have to use anything but the interest off of that account. We're building our trust up here, and we get things done when there's a high level of trust in that larger group.
Whether it's
a young entrepreneur wanting to get licensing or permitting.
Yeah.
We have a hotel proposal
right.
in right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's just having a certain efficiency of trust. Where you nod and you say, okay, you're going to give more than you take.
Uh-huh.
We try to teach that down with our staff too. And we're in a situation now where I think council over the years has done a great job along with city administrations of understanding that we have to grow intelligently and
mm-hmm.
you know, protect waterfront and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a nice job of enticing younger minds, younger, you know, just that younger group of people that really want to do business here, let's open the door, let's put the welcome mat out, because that's the next platform that many of us need.
So. Well said.
Anyway, well, thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
Well said.
And, you know, I wish you well here, too. WGHN has been great for the community
as
well.
Yes, it has.
And, you know, we're
and so
be
has
here.
Snug Harbor. Thanks for being here, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Take care.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. Go, go.